This is Senator Al Simpson. George Bush and Mikhail Gorbachev met out there on a rolling ship in the Mediterranean last week. The outcome may not change the world, but it's sure a good start. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, George Bush did not plan the meeting with Mikhail Gorbachev to try to knock the socks off the world. He did not expect any dramatic decisions to be made or far-reaching treaties to be signed. He simply wanted to sit down and talk, face-to-face, man-to-man, with the leader of the communist world. Such drastic changes taking place. The Berlin Wall crumbling, Poland with a new government, Hungary with its people and new freedoms, and Czechoslovakia loosening the communist ties that kept them bound. Bush gave Gorbachev our national message loud and clear, the message of freedom and hope and democracy, and he presented it to him without all the fanfare and hoorah and media hype of a full-blown summit, Ted. He did it the George Bush way, honestly, straightforward, and right from the heart.
Al, President Bush deserves credit for his summit success. As the old song has it, the weather outside was frightful, but the weather inside was delightful. If that's what it takes to create a good summit, I say let it blow. Among the most important developments was the progress towards an historic arms control doubleheader in 1990, a U.S.-Soviet treaty reducing intercontinental nuclear weapons, and a separate treaty slashing conventional military forces in both NATO and the Warsaw Pact. That brings an important bonus, helping to guarantee that the peaceful democratic revolutions sweeping through Eastern Europe won't be reversed by Soviet tanks. President Bush signaled a further important breakthrough on arms control by reversing his earlier position and announcing that he would go along, after all, with a total international ban on chemical weapons. The only way they could have achieved morale is if they held the summit in Hurricane Hugo. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.